All right, so today we're going on a deep dive into the book of Job, specifically a detail in Job 1:1-5 that reveals a fascinating twist to the story. You know, we always hear about Job's incredible patience and righteousness, but what if there was like a hidden flaw that made him vulnerable?
That's a great question. And you're right, the very beginning of the book really does offer some clues. It's in how Job's piety is presented, particularly this odd ritual he performs.
Okay, so we're talking about Job offering burnt offerings for his children after their feasts, worrying they might have cursed God in their heart.
Yeah.
What's the significance of all that?
Well, it might seem like a minor detail, but it potentially reveals a lot about how Job views God. Just imagine being so concerned about casual conversations at a party.
Yeah.
That you feel the need to offer sacrifices, it suggests that Job might see God as easily offended, even petty.
That's definitely a far cry from the all-powerful, all-knowing God we usually think of.
Exactly. And it challenges the traditional image of Job as simply this perfect, unflawed servant. What's even more interesting is that Job isn't an Israelite. He's from Luz, a place known for its wisdom, but outside the Israelite sphere.
So this story that's like so central to Jewish and Christian tradition is about a guy who wasn't even part of the chosen people.
It is.
But it still resonates with Israelite issues and speaks to an Israelite audience.
It is a fascinating layer to the story, isn't it? It suggests the author wanted to explore these universal themes of suffering and faith that go beyond cultural or religious boundaries.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
But how does Job being an outsider play into this idea of flawed piety?
Well, consider this. Job is consistently described in extremes. He's not just rich, he's immensely wealthy. Not just good, but blameless and upright. It's almost like the author is setting up a deliberate contrast between Job's outward perfection and a potentially flawed internal understanding of God.
Sounds like we're being pushed to look beyond easy answers and simple interpretations.
Precisely. And this is where Job's ritual becomes so crucial. It adds a layer of complexity to his character. Is his righteousness driven by genuine devotion or by a fear of angering a capricious God?
So you're saying that Job's anxieties about his children's conversations reveal more about his own perception of God than anything else?
That's one possible interpretation, and it raises an interesting question. What did cursing God in their hearts really mean in that context? It likely wasn't about individual thoughts, but more like corporate thinking, shared confidential conversations.
So maybe he was worried about the overall spirit of these gatherings, not that his kids were plotting against God.
It's definitely a possibility. Plus, there's the fact that curse is used euphemistically here. Ancient cultures often avoided putting God's name and curse together directly, so they'd use bless as a substitute.
That's a fascinating cultural nuance. But how does that tie into Job's anxieties?
Well, it highlights the carefulness with which God's name was treated. If even uttering a curse was taboo, imagine Job's concern. If his children were engaging in loose talk about God, it further emphasizes the idea that he may have viewed God as easily angered.
Interesting. So we've got this outsider Job, described in extremes, who seems overly concerned about his children offending God. It kind of paints a different picture, doesn't it?
It does. And it makes you wonder how this potentially flawed view of God might impact his later trials.
Good point. If he already sees God as sensitive, wouldn't that make it harder for him to reconcile his suffering with his faith?
Exactly. And there's historical precedent for this type of thinking. We have ancient Assyrian prayers, where the worshiper anxiously lists every possible offense to the gods, terrified of accidentally angering them.
So it's not just Job being overly cautious. This fear of a petty God was a real thing.
It was. And it provides a fascinating cultural backdrop for understanding Job's behavior. We can draw a parallel between the anxiety in those Assyrian prayers and Job's own anxious offering of sacrifices. It suggests a worldview where even minor transgressions could have major consequences.
It seems like we're really seeing a different side of Job here,
yeah.
One that's more complex than the traditional image of unwavering faith.
Absolutely. And this idea of a flawed piety, of seeing God as potentially petty and easily angered, it's really key to understanding the deeper struggle at the heart of the book of Job.
You mentioned earlier that the words bless and curse function as like a motif throughout the book. How does that play into this idea of Job's flawed piety?
Well, think about it this way. In the beginning, God blesses Job with incredible wealth, a large family, and a reputation for righteousness. But it's this very blessing that becomes the target of the challenger's bet.
So the blessing is almost like a setup, the very thing that makes Job vulnerable to this cosmic wager.
Exactly. And it's so fascinating how the text plays with these ideas. Job's wife, in her grief, She urges him to curse God and die, but even in his anguish, Job refuses. Instead, he curses the day he was born.
So it's like he's grappling with these concepts of blessing and cursing, trying to make sense of his suffering in relation to God's power and justice. And if we consider Job's potential view of God as someone who's easily offended, it adds another layer to his struggle, doesn't it?
It certainly does. Imagine believing that any misstep could provoke divine wrath, and then being subjected to unimaginable suffering. It would make questioning God's justice almost inevitable.
That makes his refusal to directly curse God even more remarkable. It suggests like a deep-seated belief, despite his flawed understanding.
Precisely. It speaks to the complexity of Job's character. He may fear God's capriciousness, but he also seems to recognize a higher authority, a sense of divine justice that he's desperately trying to grasp.
So he's wrestling with doubt and anger, but there's still a thread of faith running through it all.
Yes. And that's what makes his story so relatable, even thousands of years later. It reflects the human experience of grappling with faith, particularly in the face of suffering. We might question God's actions, wrestle with doubt, but ultimately, there's a yearning for understanding and connection with the divine.
It reminds us that faith isn't about blind obedience,
yeah,
or simplistic answers. It's about engaging with these difficult questions, even when they challenge our preconceived notions.
Absolutely. And Job's story encourages us to do just that, to look beyond surface-level piety and explore the nuances of our own beliefs.
You know, it's easy to read about Job's trials and think, well, I would never question God like that. But this idea that even blameless Job had a flawed understanding of God makes his story much more relatable.
Exactly. It reminds us that none of us have a perfect grasp of the divine. We all bring our own experiences, biases, and interpretations to our understanding of faith.
So how does this idea of Job's flawed piety tie into the larger themes of suffering and faith that run through the entire book? Does his view of God change as he goes through these trials?
That's a great question, and it's something we'll explore further in the next part of our deep dive.
This whole conversation has me thinking. You know how we often portray these biblical figures as like these perfect, flawless beings? But seeing Job as someone who also struggled with his understanding of God, it makes his story so much more human, so much more relatable.
It's true. Stripping away that idealized image, it really allows us to connect with Job on like a much deeper level. We see him not as this distant, untouchable figure, but as someone who grappled with doubts, wrestled with these complex theological questions, and ultimately emerged with a more profound understanding of faith.
That makes me wonder if his view of God does actually evolve throughout his trials. You posed that question at the end of the last part. What do you think?
It's a question that has intrigued scholars for centuries, and there's no easy answer. Some argue that Job's final encounter with God leads him to a more complete understanding of divine justice, while others believe his view remains essentially unchanged.
So room for interpretation, even when it comes to the ending.
Absolutely. And that's part of what makes the book of Job so enduringly fascinating. It doesn't offer simplistic solutions or neat resolutions. It really invites us to wrestle with these questions ourselves, to engage in our own theological explorations.
That's a great point. I mean, this deep dive, it isn't just about analyzing Job's character. It's about encouraging all of us to examine our own beliefs and assumptions. If even blameless Job had a flawed understanding of God, it challenges us to consider our own perceptions of the divine.
And to recognize that it's okay to question, to doubt, to grapple with the mysteries of faith. Those struggles can often lead to a deeper, more nuanced understanding of both ourselves and our relationship with God.
So what does all this mean for us as we navigate our own lives and challenges? Why should we care about Job's flawed piety?
Because it gives us permission to be human. It reminds us that faith is a journey, not a destination, and that it's okay to struggle along the way. We don't have to have all the answers or pretend to be perfect in our beliefs.
It also helps us see suffering in a new light. Job's story shows us that even the most righteous among us can face unimaginable pain, and that questioning God in those moments doesn't equate to a lack of faith.
Exactly. It's in those moments of wrestling with doubt and despair that our faith is truly tested and refined. It's about seeking understanding, not necessarily finding easy answers.
Instead of viewing Job as this distant, unrelatable figure, we can actually see him as like a fellow traveler on this journey of faith, someone who wrestled with the same questions and doubts that we still grapple with today.
And in his story, we find hope. Not because he provides us with a neat solution to the problem of suffering, but because he shows us that it's possible to maintain faith, even in the darkest of times.
This has been an incredibly insightful deep dive. I feel like I have a much deeper appreciation now for the complexities of the Book of Job and what it really means to wrestle with faith.
It's been a pleasure exploring these ideas with you. The Book of Job is a treasure trove of wisdom and insight, and there's always more to uncover.
And for you listening, we hope this deep dive has sparked some questions and inspired you to take your own deep dive into the Book of Job. It's a journey well worth taking.